What has been said in the preceding paragraphs must not, however, be pushed too far, that is, beyond the point for which there is evidence, or be understood in too exclusive a sense. It certainly does seem that the union of extraordinary actions with the frequent exercise of miraculous power forms the differentia constituting the species of saint, that in a great multitude of cases, perhaps the majority, the ferocity of a virtue renders it misunderstood by those who have not a spiritual discernment, so that ferocity and singularity may sometimes be apparently and accidentally synonymous, and that the jealous suspecting opposition of good men is attached in the manner of an inseparable accident to the character of heroic virtue. But it must be remembered that this is not all. This does not embrace the entire character of a saint. He is not merely an assemblage of eccentricities, nor is it the object of what has been said to hold him up as such. The object of this essay is to put a very different price upon the lives and legends of the saints, such a value as one would put who, with faith in St. Philip's method, had used the narration of saints' lives as a weapon of missionary warfare, and had seen not the breathless interest only or the reader tear of peasant crowds, but the abiding influence for good, the heightened love of God, the more preserving pursuit of virtue. If it is a problem to some who have to deal with converts of the lower orders, how to destroy in them the lingering sympathies with dissent, and the sectarian humors only superficially Catholicized, and to give them the tone and feeling of children of the Church, let missionaries try the recitation of the lives of the saints, after the fashion of the oratory, in lieu of sermons, not too frequently, but as the feasts furnish occasions. Let them relate the acts of St. Cecilia, St. Agnes, St. Martina, and those early saints whose blood made Rome, our holy city, the Jerusalem of Catholics, and let them tell the stories of some of our simple saints, such as St. Winifred, St. Ebba of Collingham, St. Willifred, and St. Edmund of Canterbury, so as to give them sympathies with their own native land as it was beneath the sweet and blessed yoke of faith. And by the grace of God and the good offices of the saints, they will see how quickly a Catholic mind will be formed in their people. Let us not then hastily reject the lives of the saints as dangerous reading, or indulge in immoderate expressions of exaggerated apprehension as to their effects. St. Alphonsus Liguori, in old age as in youth, after the toils of his episcopal day, was ever found by the light of his midnight lamp, combing through the lives of the saints. What must we think of the importance of this reading, when we find St. Catherine of Siena telling her confessor that, without any reading at all, the Holy Ghost had miraculously given her an entire knowledge of the lives and customs of the Fathers of the Desert, and of the actions of some other saints, particularly St. Dominic, that she could think of nothing else. It was thus the Blessed Spirit tutored one who was so specially his spouse. Let a man read the lives of the saints, said St. Philip Neri, who was constantly poring, especially in his later years, over the chronicles of the Fathers of the Desert, finding matter for prayer and tears, not for scandal or surprise, in the strange simplicity of those records of spiritual prowess and wisdom. And as has already been said, the unaffected marvelous legend of the Blessed John Colombini, the poor sheep of Jesus, was a prime favorite of his, put into the hands of many of his penitents. By devout patience, by discreet moderation, and by a manly distrust of our own cold-heartedness, above all, by an earnest covetous appetite to be edified and made better men, and by slow reading, not the least important of the conditions, there is no study after that of sacred scripture which will yield a man more profit for his soul than an assiduous perusal of the biography of saints. Ah, what better can they do who are exiles via than trace and kiss the footprints of those who are now welcomed and crowned in heaven? This has been a production of Alleluia Audiobooks. For more free Catholic audiobooks, such as the lives of the saints, please visit us at alleluiaaudiobooks.com, or you can Google Alleluia Audiobooks. This CD is free to make copies of and give to your family or friends or to evangelize with, but we do ask that you do not alter the original audio. Thank you, and God bless.